It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 35 degrees.
Got a big crash in Midvale backing traffic all the way to Draper. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools.
A substitute teacher shortage has prompted the principal at East High to ask the community for their help, as some students end up spending part of their day in the school auditorium.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the latest, John.
In an email to students and parents yesterday, Greg Mott acknowledged that the Salt Lake District is dealing with a shortage of subs. He also sent out a link asking for people to please step forward if they know anyone who would like the opportunity to work in a school. According to the email, when the school isn't able to fill enough substitute requests, students then have to meet in the auditorium for asynchronous learning. Reports from East High parents came in yesterday that 5 or 6 classes were in the auditorium at one time, with only one substitute on hand to oversee all the students. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A group of Southern California parents who are tired of their kids having to do school over Zoom got together Monday to say enough is enough. The second largest school district in the country will soon hit the one-year mark of all their classes being online. This parent in Los Angeles says she understands teachers' concerns, but says the country has to move forward.
Majority of essential workers, including me, have been working since March without vaccination. I understand that there is a risk involved, but this is their job.
The parents who held the rally point to the CDC and American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations say it's safe to reopen schools.
The Salt Lake Teachers Union says remote learning comes down to safety. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The latest argument is over a Senate bill going through the Utah legislature, which will remove funds from schools that don't offer face-to-face teaching for students. The Education Association President James Tobler says the Salt Lake School Board is protecting students and educators by sticking with online classes, and the legislature is trying to overreach its authority. Others say they need the option to either send their kids to in-person classes or stick with remote learning. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Supporters say a proposal to have more teleworking in Utah government would not only help the air, it would help the rural part of the state, too. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
This bill would have state agencies identify employees that could be part of the surge telework program on bad air days or even with extreme weather. And Paiute County Commissioner Darren Bushman told the legislature it could help cut down long commutes.
Next to going to the dentist, going to Salt Lake City used to be my least favorite thing to do because of your traffic and inversion and all of those things. I have to admit, the pandemic certainly changed that.
And the pandemic showed people can be productive working from home. Bushman says more state employees ought to be able to live in rural areas and work remotely. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland is expected to be asked more hot-button questions in day two of his confirmation hearings. Garland says prosecution of cases associated with the Capitol Hill riot on January 6th will be his top priority. Senator Dick Durbin says Garland has experience handling these types of cases.
When it came to the worst domestic terrorism incident in the history of the United States 25 years ago, it was Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice they sent down to prosecute the Oklahoma City bombing.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio as we bring you updates on this hearing throughout the day.
Speaking of hearings, there is one underway in Congress to question former security officials about what went wrong during the U.S. Capitol breach on January 6th. Three of the four testifying today resigned under pressure immediately after the attack, including the former head of the Capitol Police. Two of the officials will be speaking publicly for the first time since their resignations.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. A nice warm day today with lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 40s along the Wasatch Front, but that won't be the case tomorrow.
We'll see some scattered snow showers with minimal accumulation, trace amounts at best for tomorrow. The one thing we will notice tomorrow is the temperature. You know, as we get to late February and early March, seeing more 50s is not out of the question. In fact, the average high by early March is 50 degrees. However, we're going to keep it in the 30s tomorrow and Thursday. We got some colder than average temperatures.
Grant says we'll warm a little on Friday before we get another weak storm on Saturday before warming back up starting on Monday.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.